Sagt der Heilige Mischle weiter mit Sechtes Avis, Pedig Beis, Mishne Zayin, Hu Haya Aymer, still quoting Hillel. Marbe Basar, the more meat. Marbe Rima, the more worms that are going to eat him up in his grave. So Hillel warns us not to eat or drink too much. Basically, everything has to be with moderation. Marbe Nechasim, the more wealth a person has, Marbe Daiga, the more worry he has. Oi, what if someone steals me? Oi, what if someone takes away my money? What if someone's going to kill me to take away my money? I have a friend. He has a lot of money, Baruch Hashem. But he said, I'm jealous of someone who's poor. Because he dreams, oh, one day I'll win the lottery. It'll solve all my problems. I already have money. I have nothing to dream. I see the more money I have, the more problems I have. Vayitra says the Mishnah, Mar benoshim, the more wives. Mar bekshafim, the more witchcraft. Rabbeinu Gershom made a gzeir that a man cannot marry more than one wife. But really, according to the Etzem Halacha, it's permitted for a man to marry more than one wife. But then they may resort to witchcraft to try to do things. They should become their favorite to their husband. Mar b'shvachais, the more maidservants, mar b'zima, the more not nice things are going to happen. Mar b'avadim, the more servants, mar b'gozel, the more they're going to steal from him. Now the Batnur explains this goes with an order. First the person eats a lot, drinks a lot. Then he says, oh, I need a lot of money. Then he says, oh, I have a lot of money. Now he can marry a lot of wives. Then each one needs a shivcha. She comes complaining, well, I need a shivcha. I need a maidservant. Then he needs a lot of fields and vineyards to provide for everyone. So he has a lot of avadim. And at the end, you know what happens? His tzaras get bigger and bigger. However, marba toira, marba chayim. The more toira, the more life. When it comes to toira, the more you have, the more life you have. Like it says, ki huchayecha v'ayrech yamecha. Marba yeshiva, marba chachma. The more students, the more wisdom. The more talmidim you have, the more they ask questions, the more you have to think. Marba eitza, marba tuna. The more advice you ask for. You don't assume that, nah, I'm smart, I don't need to ask anyone's advice. The more you ask for advice, the more understanding you have. They give you certain eitzos, and from the eitzos that you hear, you begin to understand other things. Also, a lot of times we think we make good decisions, but when it comes to things that affect our life, it's hard to think straight. Somebody from the outside sees more. The Kotzke Rebbe once said, if you're outside of the world, you can see the world is round. Inside, you don't really see it. Marbe tzedakah, the more tzedakah a person gives, marbe shalom. The poor people feel good. They have a karas hatayv, this brings shalom to the world. Kana shem tayv, a person who acquires for himself by his good deeds a good reputation. Kana la'atzmai, he got that for himself. You have a lot of money, someone can take it away. You have a nice car, someone can steal it. But a good reputation, there's a mensch. The way he talks to people. He's Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. No one can take that away from you. Kanalai Devrei Torah, a person who acquires words of Torah. Kanalai Chayei Olam Haba. He acquired for himself a life of Olam Haba. The Chafetz Chaim in the Sefer Shmiras HaLoshon quotes a Zayir in Parshas Pinchas. That a person that learns Torah, many doors open for him down here in this world. And when a person leaves the world, the Torah comes before him and protects him. And says, open up doors for him, open up doors for him. Pischu sharim v'yavi goy tzadik. And that refers to someone who is a shtadl b'yaraisi. You know what a shtadl b'yaraisi means? It means that he tries to learn. Some of us, it comes easy, we don't even try. Some people try and it goes very hard. The Rabbanishim says, just try for this. All of this chayar awaits the person.